This is Road to the Big House on 104.5 KZZW.
It's cut off. Goes left way to Hagmeier. He'll tee up the three, and that's good.
Frazier backside underneath the basket. Jumps up and in.
Road to the Big House is brought to you by Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated. They're right there when you need them. And by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. And now to the field house for Road to the Big House.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Boomer Fieldhouse. It's a area consolation game number two, getting ready for the boys side of things between the 10th-ranked Goodwill Eagles and the Timberlake Tigers, the reigning Class C state football champions, trying to add one on basketball as well. Good afternoon again, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell, and we just got done watching the O'Keen Lady Whippets hold serve. They move on 46-29, pulling away late. Boys City gave them a little scare there coming into the fourth quarter, cut it to six, but the Lady Whippets able to pull away. Sealing up big as well in Class A on the girls' side over Laverne. They're up 74-34 at last check, so they're going to move on to that one. And again, 6:30 tomorrow night, consolation final will feature the O'Keen Lady Whippets and the loser of Arnett and Hammond. That's going to come up tonight. There'll be a little break in the festivities. We're going to switch things over to K101 for the second half of this. So after the boys' game, they're going to be we'll be back over on K101, 101.1 FM, K101Online.com for the nightcap area championship games. But we got one to decide here. Loser of this one going to go home. Winner is going to get to crack to move on. They will get the loser of Leedy and Mountain View Godibo, who currently has the longest win streak in boys high school basketball in the state of Oklahoma at 25. The loser of that one going to drop down and play the winner of this one. And a little bit about the two teams coming in. Timberlake coming in coming in 18-9, but on a roll lately. They've won 8-9, and that's what happens with football teams that play basketball. When you're as good as Timberlake on the football side, you get a little late start, but they're really starting to feel their oats here late. And this is going to be a lot of athletes on the floor tonight. A lot of running up and down the floor. This could be a little bit of a track meet in this one, as both these squads can really get after it, and a lot of guys can beat you on both of these teams. For Timberlake, they got here. They beat Medford 68-34. They beat Balco 45-34. Jack McCoy had 15 points in that one. Regionals, they lost to Mountain View, the aforementioned Tigers, 65-41. They beat Shidler, 66-33. Balco, 55-49 in overtime. Merrick Judd and J.J. Pippen had 15. And then they beat Tyrone on Saturday, 49-45. J.J. Pippen went off for 22 in that one. But more importantly, Merrick Judd locked down Roberto Hernandez. You're going to see Merrick trying to lock up some Goodwill Eagles. The problem with Goodwill is the scoring comes from everywhere. They are a team for sure. They'll substitute a lot. They'll bring in a lot of bodies, and they will try to wear you out. That's going to be the key of the game tonight for Goodwill coming in here. Coming in at 23-4. They've only lost four so far. They lost to number 11 Texoma, 67-60. They lost to Tyrone, but just 60-55 a little earlier in the season. Pampa, Texas, who's a 4A team, beat them, and Mountain View beat them in the regional. Those are the only four losses so far for Coach Sean Strange's Eagles. Coach Strange just hit his 300th win, by the way, in the regional semis. He's right around 70th all time, 46th on the active coaching list on the boys' side. 15th season. One state title for Goodwill. They won in 1971. They lost a couple finals in 51 and 37, all the way back when the uniforms were different. Five appearances, again, those were way back in the 70s, 50s, 40s, and 30s, so a lot of early success, but not a lot of recent success for Goodwill in terms of state championship success. So they have won a ton of basketball games in the last few seasons. And this is a junior-led group. They're going to start more than likely five juniors, although the starting lineups will vary for Coach Strain, but we're going to look at some team that's going to be, for the most part, back again next year. And for Timberlake, it's a lot of the names you know from football season, led by Coach Cale Pearson, his sixth season. Just picked up, now this is unofficial, just picked up his 100th win on the boys' side, but we have it as his 300th total win. Again, he's coached the girls for 11 seasons before that. And if that's true, you got two guys who've hit win 300 in the last week or so. So very evenly matched coaching matchup, as well as two really good teams. So we're going to take a break, come right back, talk a little bit about the players you can watch tonight, talk a little bit about the keys to the game, and get you into some area basketball action. Tournament time here from Woodward. It's Goodwill and Timberlake coming up after this on KZZW.
Right now, the forgotten poor are waiting and praying for life-saving medical care, for a chance to live with dignity and hope. They are waiting for Mercy Ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, with volunteer medical staff and crew who donate their time to save lives. As our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship sets sail, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now.
Some people are called to preach and teach. I share the love of Jesus by caring for these patients.
Mercy Ships is answering the call to be the hands and feet of Jesus for the least of these. Together, with friends like you, we are putting faith into action and bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most.
Thank you!
To learn more about this wave of hope, go to mercyships.org today.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma. A soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow, and we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back here, Boomer Fieldhouse. Getting ready for the area consolation semi. Winner of this going to move on, get the loser of Leedy and Mountain View Gotobo. Going to be played a little later tonight right here on K101 as we try to get things all squared away before state, which is coming up quick on Thursday. So, tonight will be the area final winner of that going to move on. And then the loser of that plays the winner of this to try to get the punch that second ticket here at area two state. And that's going to be between Goodwell and Timberlake and some other scores. Kind of update you on around. Watauga's girls won big 79-21. They will advance in their regional as they advance to the regional semifinal there as they got to win one more to get to the area there in a play. They play in Cordell. And I can't remember exactly where that regional is being played. I believe it's Fairview, but I'm not quite sure. Right now in Class A, we got some score ceiling. Beat Laverne 76-34, the final there. The Lady Cats continue to roll as they're a little upset. They got beat by Garber. Now they're mowing through the consolation bracket out there in Enid. Navajo beats Oklahoma Christian in Class A 46-38. They're going to move on to their consolation final. And Crowder, one of the leading scorers in girls Class A basketball, Maggie Saki, one of their players there, 56-51. They take down Weber's Falls. Crowder, the ninth-ranked team in the state. Navajo 11th, ceiling third. For the Class B girls, we just saw O'Keen move on. Again, they are going to get they're going to play either Arnett, who they've seen and were beat by earlier in the year, Hammond, the loser of that, going to play the O'Keen Lady Whippets. That's tomorrow at 6:30. We're going to have that for you over on K101 at 101.1 FM. Elsewhere in Class B, Sentinel has beaten Temple 43-29. They advance in their region. And some other games, closer games. Payton's going to end up beating Earlsboro 43-29. That game's still late in the fourth quarter, but that's pretty much a wrap as the number 12th team in the state moves on. LaFleur McCurtain right now in a dogfight down the stretch. We'll try to keep you updated as that comes around. Woodward Boys also getting underway on Z92. They should be tipping off here around 8 minutes or so, right around the time we tip this one off. They're in an elimination game in their regional against Bethany, ranked squad. I believe Bethany's 20th or so ranked team. I'm not sure quite exactly what their ranking is right now, but it's right around there. So Woodward got their hands full tonight in that one with a big 6'9 player over there for Bethany. We're going to see another one tonight. Mountain View Gotobo's got a 6'9 player in Class B. Skylar Kimberlin, who might be player of the year so far in Class B boys basketball. We'll get a look at him tonight in the championship round. Now we got to get ready to tip off here. Timberlake facing off a good one. And the Eagles, obviously, they co-op, but they separate. Floor. Some names you want to know here for Goodwell tonight. Abel Espino, he had 16 in the quarter against India Homa. He's a junior. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's lightning quick, and he has a way of getting around people and making plays. another junior. There's a lot of juniors on this Goodwell squad. In fact, the majority of them are juniors. They're going to play 11 juniors on this roster and five starters for the Eagles. So they're getting almost their entire team back next year. But they're trying to take care of business this year right now for the Eagles. Another name you want to know, Ben Schreiner, the junior. Double-double machine. He blocks shots. He can run the floor. And that size could be an issue for Timberlake, who doesn't have a ton. It's going to be up to Cade Severin down low, a couple other long players. Now, they do have some leapers through the Tigers. That's the thing. Do not let the size fool you. They'll get up there, as J.J. Pippen showed a little bit in that last game. He can rebound with the best of them down there in the paint. And Merrick Judd is a flat-out athlete, all-around athlete on several different sports. Both him and Mr. Pippen can be a load to deal with. Those are two names you want to know. As we spoke to J.J. a little bit about this, we spoke a little bit about it last time in the quarter. Timberlake on a state cross-country champs. They are the football champs. In track, they had a lot of success. J.J. Pippen won the 4x2. He's a state champ, the 4x2, where Merrick Judd was a state champ at the 800 meters. So track success, football success, cross-country success. Everything is rolling right now the Timberlake Tigers way. For Goodwell, that's going to be the key tonight. Don't look at that number beside your name and think you're going to cakewalk through this thing. You're going to have to leave it all on the floor tonight if you're going to come away with this one. You cannot overlook the Tigers. A lot of people have made that mistake so far, and you can't really look at them. This is a back half team, as we mentioned in football. This is a very evenly matched game, and Goodwell going to have to come with their normal speed, their normal intensity, and their normal pressure tonight. Anything less than that could get them beat. They got here by waxing Arnett. They beat Winoka. They beat Kremlin Hillsdale 70-39. And again, they lost to Mountain View by 43-40. That's been about as close as a game as anybody's given Mountain View this year. They played wire. So make no mistake, Goodwell believes they can win this whole thing. And Timberlake is an obstacle they're going to have to get overcome, and they're going to have to not take lightly heading into this one. They again beat 7th-ranked Indiahoma in a rout 55-38 the last time out. So we got 3:16. Before we tip it off, we're going to take one more break, get you back, get your starters, and get you ready to go. It is elimination time once again here in the area tournament. It's Goodwell and Timberlake squaring off here on a road to the big house on KZZW.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the OSSAA and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back at Boomer Fieldhouse, area tournament elimination game between Timberlake and Goodwell. Your starting lineup's getting announced right now. for Goodwell, Kristen Galsine, the junior, number two, Victor Ramirez, the junior, number three, Jaden Harrell, the junior, number four, Ben Schreiner, the junior, number 20, and Abel Espino, the junior, number 23. We said there's a lot of juniors on here. We were not lying. For Timberlake, in the white with the black numbers, they're going to start with number one, Avery Wallace, number three, Jack McCoy. Avery, by the way, is a junior. Jack McCoy is a senior. Merrick Judd, the junior, J.J. Pippen, the senior, and the senior, Cade Severin. Again, J.J., Cade Severin, Ethan Jenlink, all classic ball players, all state caliber players. And J.J. going to move on and play football at the next level, Northeast Oklahoma A&M as a running back. I believe their head coach is a Timberlake alum as well. So here we go. Goodwell, good athletes in their own right. And they're going to tip it off with Schreiner at midcourt. They're in the purple with the white numbers. And they're definitely winning the shoe game are the Goodwell Eagles. They have the most colorful of the shoes. It's going to be Cade Severin tipping it off of Schreiner, giving up some height here. Cade does not look thrilled about this. Here we go. Goodwell and Timberlake tipping it off, and Schreiner tips it back, and the Eagles going to start with the basketball here in this one. Elimination time here from Boomer Fieldhouse. And a 2-3 zone going to start things out for Timberlake. Goodwell starting with the basketball. It's going to start with Schreiner. Gives it over to Galsine. Now, Galsine is a quick one out there. He will get to the rack, and he's the creator. Espino's the leading scorer. And again, not very big. He's a buck nothing, is Espino, but he can really score on you. He fakes the shot there. He's going to drive into traffic, kick outside, wide open, three in the corner. That's off the mark for Harrell. And a rebound under the hoop by Cade Severin. And the keys to the game, that Severin-Schreiner battle in the paint is going to be big tonight. Also, will a track meet ensue? And who does it favor? Both these teams can run, and both have a lot of endurance and a lot of subs. Drive, McCoy, dish inside, Severin off the glass, and good. Good take by McCoy into Severin. And McCoy, who sometimes leads his team in scoring, had an off night last time, but already looking to attack. 2-2-1 press here early for Timberlake. Full court right away for Coach Pierce. Now Galsine with it on the perimeter. And Galsine now over the right side of Espino. They try to throw it in the paint. It's stolen away by Timberlake. Wallace comes away with it. And early on, Goodwell taken aback by the pressure from Timberlake, but that's thrown away. McCoy looking for Wallace, who wasn't looking for him. And that's going to go out of bounds in front of the Timberlake bench. 2-0 here early. Timberlake in front, just getting underway here at Boomer Fieldhouse. Galsine inside, turn, shot. Ramirez hand in his face, tough shot, and a rebound by Severin, who altered that and got the board. So some couple good plays here early for Cade Severin. Merrick Judd looking to drive. He's got Harrell on top of him. Looks like Harrell's going to have to be tasked with staying in front of Merrick Judd. That is not easy. Pippen coming around a screen, turns, shoots in the paint, and rolls it home. And J.J. picking up where he left off last time. And quickly back in that 2-2-1 press. It's 4-0 here early, Tigers. And that one almost thrown away. And Ramirez has to regather it, and he picks up his dribble. Gets it to Galsine. Galsine quickly ahead to Ramirez. And they slow it down. Back to Galsine, and he's going to take the point over to Espino. Galsine swings it around. Harrell, far wing. Bounce pass, paint, left elbow, turn. Shot by Schreiner over top of everybody. Miss, rebound Pippen. Score still 4-0 Tigers here early in the first quarter. Press on for Goodwell, and they force the turnover. They get into it so quick. Timberlake not quite ready, and Merrick Judd overthrew McCoy. And quickly, it's almost like they picked them up at half court before they really turned on the pressure. And a nice job there defensively by the Eagles. Harrell, bounce pass, left block. Ramirez turns into traffic, shoots, and rolls it in. Tough bucket there for Victor, who's opened it up with two. And now full-court man pressure here for Goodwell. Judd rips it from Harrell, gets it over to Wallace, breaks everybody, and now numbers for Timberlake. Head right, bounce pass, Severin, and kicked. And Schreiner saved an easy two because Pippen was all alone on the left block as he kicks it with his left foot. And that doesn't go down as a big play, but that saved 2 points right there. Schreiner, bounce pass into Pippen, and he's hit by Ramirez, who hit him with the body. He's trying to ride Pippen down in that block, and Victor picks up the first foul of the game for anybody. And his first, and Goodwell's first. Going to go back to Timberlake. Loft inside Pippen, free throw line. He drives on Harrell, right hand off the glass. That shot won't go, and Schreiner swallows up the board. Quickly ahead comes Goodwell. They can tie it up here or take the lead. 5-10 to go in the first, 4-2. Timberlake leads into the post. Schreiner back outside to Harrell. Now on the wing, Ramirez swings it to Galsine, lobs it back into Schreiner. He's double-teamed down there on the block. He gets rid of it. Galsine drives, high dribble, takes it to the right side. Floater won't drop in a rebound, Avery Wallace. Quickly ahead comes McCoy, and he's closed off. That time Espino trying to ride him into the baseline. A little too much body, and Espino picks up foul number one. Second foul on Goodwell, and Timberlake's going to inbound it right in front of us. It's going to be Avery Wallace. 4-2, Tigers in front of the Eagles. 4:49 to go here in the first frame. Merritt Judd now bounce past to Pippen on the wing. He's got Ramirez on him. Now over to McCoy. Shot fake, drives inside mid-paint, brings it back outside to Judd. It flips it to Wallace. Wallace fakes left, goes right. Gives it over to the corner to McCoy. He's driving, finds a little crease up underneath, gets the bucket and the foul. And Jack McCoy showing the quicks. Going to get to the free throw line for the and-one attempt. Makes it 6-2, Timberlake. Chance to make it 7-2 here, 4:30 to go. That is the third foul on Goodwell and the first on Jaden Harreld. No substitutions yet for either squad as that free throw drops from McCoy. As Coach Strain has subbed a lot this year. At times he's run in several guys. 5-5, but so far leaving the starters here in early. Gossin drives the wing back to the baseline. Spin move Ramirez. Great move off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Severin again with the defense in the paint. And number 55 playing well early for Timberlake. Wallace. Ridden by Gossin, picks up his dribble right side. He gets it back to McCoy. He's got Mr. Espino on him. Man here for Goodwell. To Pippen with Ramirez on him. Now over to Merritt Judd. Slips it to Wallace. Wallace lost his footing, regathers it just before it goes over the sideline. Gossin in his hip pocket. Wallace drives and gets bumped and a hip check foul. Gossin couldn't beat him to the spot. And that's going to be his first. That's four fouls already for Goodwell. 3:52 to go here in the first frame. And Coach Strain wants a timeout, and I don't blame him. With 3:52 to go in the first quarter, Timberlake leads by 5, 7-2 the score. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Are you looking for an easy payment solution for your business? With Bank 7's Business Online Banking, they provide a comprehensive and integrated approach to cash management across your devices. You can approve ACH and wire transfers as well as bill payments all from your mobile phone. So whether you're at the office, the airport, or anywhere in between, they give you powerful, convenient, and secure tools to run your business from anywhere. For more info, call Bank 7 at 580-254-0100 and speak with a business banker today. Mobile data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Today's hottest music from Weatherford to Greensburg, from Pampa to Enid, 104.5 KZZW, Moreland.
Back at Boomer Fieldhouse, 3:52 to go in the first. Timberlake leads by 5 early, 7-2 over Goodwell. And Coach Strain won a timeout a little bit as the athleticism of the Tigers catching Goodwell. A little off guard that time, no. Gossin with the steal, denying the inbounds pass. And good timeout there by Coach Strain. Now Goodwell with a little pep in their step to the wing. Back out to Harreld. Harreld gets a screen, comes around it, nowhere to go. They looked at the pick and roll, nicely defended by Timberlake. And a long three. Gossin way outside and a miss. And a rebound by Merritt Judd, who gets up there and grabs it. Judd quickly ahead to Pippen, who grabs. Nice catch by Pippen. Quick three, Judd on the wing. That's going to be off the mark. Fight for the rebound and swallowed up by Schreiner, who is by far the longest reach out there of anybody. Goodwell, corner. Espino open for a corner three. That's going to come off long. Rebound inside, tipped by Pippen, back to Severin. Good hustle there as now Timberlake able to use that athleticism on the boards, and right now they're dominating the rebounding in this one. McCoy on the wing. Right side to Pippen. Pippen into the corner to Judd. Judd looking for room, inside to double team, shoots into it, off the glass, tough shot, goes down. Merritt Judd on the board with two, 9-2 Tigers. Harreld driving kick out to Espino, wide open, open three, left side, and they hit it, and you can't leave him that open if you're the Tigers. 9-5, and Abel Espino on the board with three. Merritt Judd now brings it over, quickly breaking the press, bounces it left side to McCoy in front of the Goodwell fans. He gives it back up to Pippen, back out to McCoy. And now the right elbow. Wallace, right side. Judd drives baseline, runs out of space, and he stepped on the baseline and out of bounds. He tried to spin back inside. Didn't realize where his feet were. An unforced error. And good sequence here. And our first substitution as Harreld will come off. And they will bring on Mason Taylor, the freshman for Goodwell. They inbound it to him. And Taylor gives it back to Espino. And Taylor, real close to that timeline, that finally brings it over and slows it down. Now Judd comes to take it from him. They get it over to the corner. Oh, another substitution there. We missed Adrian Gonzalez. Eyes there. Espino, three. This time he hit it. McCoy's hand was in his face. It didn't matter. And Espino showing why he leads his team in scoring. If you look at him coming into your gym, you'd say you'd never pick that guy. But you watch him play, And Espino can really light it up. Drive to the rack. Pippen right at Gonzalez, takes it in for two. And Pippen wastes no time with the answer. 11-8. Espino inside of the paint to Schreiner. He spins left, shoots right, gets fouled. Shot won't drop. He's going to go to the free throw line. Quick action here with a minute 40 to go. Timberlake leading 11-8. Schreiner goes to the foul line to shoot a couple. And that foul is going to be the first on Cade Severin. Cade doing a great first quarter for him. Only one foul so far. Able to contain Schreiner for the most part. And now Ben going to be at the free throw line and misses that first one. And he is tall. It is, with those long arms, it's almost like he's shooting a line drive out there. His height-wise, I don't have a height on him, but with you add his wingspan to it, it's like playing a seven-footer out there, it seems like. He misses both of them. A rebound by Wallace, who rifles it down to Pippen, who's cherry-picking right side. Gonzalez comes down to get him. Off the glass, gets fouled. The shot wouldn't go, though. And it was all Gonzalez could do to beat him down the floor as he couldn't. He lost track of Pippen. He's going to go to the free-throw line and shoot it. Not only that, it's the 15th foul on Goodwill. And Adrian Gonzalez, who played well in the last game for them off the bench, gave him some real nice minutes, picks up foul number one, and the free throw drops for Pippen. Makes it 12-8. Timberlake, a minute 33 to go in the first, and now Schreiner's going to take a seat, and they will bring in Vance Schreiner, the older Schreiner, a senior, and much smaller. And not much smaller, but a rebound Pippen, then missed the second one, but Severin gets the rebound, gives it right back to Pippen, who banks it in from the free throw line. Severin with another huge board, and 55 playing big. He's done that all year for this squad. He did it in football as well in the big games. Espino, baseline, flips it inside to Schreiner. Handoff right to Gonzalez under the hoop, who got position for two. Great ball movement by the Eagles. Makes it 14-10, and they quickly pull off that press because it's not really working right now for them. Schreiner pulls back, tries to go after Judd. Judd gets around him, takes it to the rack at Taylor and misses it, and a rebound Gonzalez. Nice box out by 10 once again. It's hard to move down there. Espino drives, pops in the paint, and hit the shot. Espino's on fire. He's got eight. 52 seconds in the quarter, and the pace has quickened, and both squads up and down right now. 14-12, Timberlake, and Goodwill with the answer every time. Pippen, Gonzalez on him, bounces it to McCoy, flips it over to Wallace. Dawson on him, 38 to shoot here for the Tigers. Wallace drives, tries to flip it inside, threw it away. Espino with the pickoff. Three on three. He tries to force the issue, drives, and nowhere to go, and wisely pulls it up. Great decision by 23. Had no numbers. Looking for a better shot. Taylor inside to Gonzalez. Left block. He's double-teamed. Back outside to Taylor for a three from the wing. In and out. Rebound inside by who else? Cade Severin. 16 seconds left. Quickly ahead. Judd hesitates. Stops. Pops. Misses off the back iron and a rebound. Gonzalez. 9 seconds left for Goodwill. They can take the lead after trailing the whole time right here if they hit a three. Espino, four to shoot. Drives. Shot fake. Turns around. Shoots from the wing and hit it. At the buzzer of the first quarter, Espino with his 11th point takes the lead. Goodwill leads Timberlake 15-14 at the end of one. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Hi, my name is Takia, and a little thing that I love about the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is when I take a bite, it's the perfect blend from the bacon to the cheese. It's perfection.
Hey, I'm Katora, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A mac and cheese is it kind of melts in your mouth. So you know it's creamy, cheesy, and delicious. This gooey mac makes me cheese every time.
Order dinner delivered on the Chick-fil-A app today. Delivery fee and other restrictions apply. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Sarah. The usual.
This is the last time I'm coming here for coffee.
I'm on a budget now.
One sec. Cold brew for Blake.
It's Jake from State Farm. Sarah, don't give up what you love. State Farm has policy options to get you a surprisingly great rate.
Good. I need my iced oat milk latte with caramel and cinnamon on top.
Girl, me too. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Back in Woodward, an exciting first quarter is at the buzzer. Nabil Espino, three, gives Goodwill their first lead, 15-14. Timberlake going to start with a basketball. Again, if you're listening at home, they're going right to left here. White jerseys, black numbers, Goodwill in the purple with the white numbers and the yellow trim, going left to right. Timberlake with the basketball, trailing by one. Wallace now to the corner to J.J. Pippen. Starter still in for Timberlake. Severin, ball fake, driving, kick outside and threw it away. Judd went right. He threw it left. And it was a turnover there, an unforced error by Timberlake. Goodwill going to get the basketball back here. Some other games getting underway. 6-2 early. Bethany leads Woodward. That game's out in Kingfisher. Right now, their regional eliminated. That's their regionals for the bigger classes. Taylor drives in, flips it down to Schreiner, turns, shoots high, arcing shot, tipped around, won't go. Taylor tries to get the rebound, and it goes out of bounds and off of Severin. And that's the right call. Taylor would have went out on him, but it just got a piece of Severin's arm there. Was that a bounce? Stays with the Eagles. Right from the side, stolen away by Avery Wallace on the baseline, but tried to throw it back and stolen right back by Harold. And Derek Judd gets tagged with a foul, trying to grab it from Harold. And Judd didn't like it. And that's going to be foul number one. Only the second team foul for Timberlake with 7:26 to go. First one on Merrick Judd. Espino now going to inbound it in front of the Timberlake fans on the right side. Slaps the ball, looking for a teammate. Gets it to Schreiner. Right back to Espino for three. He's open again. That's off the mark, though. And Pippen, and over the back. I was going to say, that's a pretty big, yeah, Harold came out of control for a second. I thought they weren't going to call a foul. Harold's going to pick up his second. That is the 15 foul already for Goodwell. 7:21 to go. Merrick Judd gets around Harold, and he is tagged again, and he's going to get a push-off foul on Judd with his offhand. And Merrick Judd, who is looking perplexed out there, is going to have to be careful. And Coach Cale Pierce, I don't think he likes this one. He's going to call a timeout. 7:17 to go in the half. Goodwell leads Timberlake 15-14. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on KZZW.
No matter how you say it,
I put on my belt.
I click it.
Yo me lo abrocho.
I buckle it.
I buckle up. Do you?
¿Y tú?
Do you?
Do you?
Join your fellow Oklahomans in buckling up each time you get behind the wheel. Brought to you by Oklahoma Transportation and the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Make safety stick. Everybody click.
Back in Woodward, Jimmy Peck Court at Boomer Fieldhouse. Area consolation elimination game, 15-14. Goodwell leads Timberlake in a tight one, but a big second foul there on Merrick Judd, the leading scorer for these Tigers, as he has now been removed from the floor. Or no, he's still out there. Up there he is. He's still out there. A second there. I lost him. Now down to the block, back outside. Another three. Espino in the corner. That's no good, and Merrick Judd looking to run. He's got a three-on-two, beats everybody down, stops, drops, inside and missed the bunny. Rebound, though, Pippen, and the putback won't count because there's a foul into the hoop on the ground. And that's a push in the back on Pippen. And that is a tough break for Timberlake because that would have been an easy two, and now Espino's going to come out. Calcine going to come in. Gonzalez will come in, and Taylor will come out. Schreiner's going to remain out there with Victor Ramirez and Jaden Harold. Now inbounded by McCoy. Gets it into Wallace, right side. Didn't quite see that foul was tagged on. They throw it inside, poked away by Harold, but goes right back to McCoy, and Wallace says calm down. He's going to bring it up to the top of the key and reset. Couple screens for Pippen. Comes around it, grabs it at the wing. Bounce pass right side to McCoy. Rifles one over left side. Jed driving kick outside to Wallace. Wallace gets in the paint, slips it inside to Severin. Nice pass by Wallace, missed by Severin. Rebound Severin, takes it back up, and another miss. And that time Ramirez swallows up the board underneath. Couple point-blank looks there for Severin. Wouldn't drop. Would have given Timberlake back the lead. Harold, three-handed his face. Long arcing shot goes down. And a tip under the back, and that's going to be a foul under the hoop. And I believe they're going to tag Avery Wallace with this. Nope. That is on Goodwell. Wallace looked, I was going to say, it didn't look like Wallace had pretty good position. And they do indeed call all on Gonzalez. That is his second. That is the team's seventh, and it's a 1-1 right now for Avery Wallace. As everybody picking up fouls here for Goodwell right now. Second free throw here for Avery goes down. He's on the board with one, and we're tied at 15, and now we're going to get our first substitution for Timberlake as Merrick Judd comes out, and they will bring in Chase Pierce, a freshman for, and it's going to be a good one. A sophomore, I'm sorry. Sophomore for Timberlake. Second one drops for Avery Wallace. 16-15, Timberlake in front. After two free throws there for Wallace. Transfer again a year ago. Was playing for Ringwood. And they're a big part of that football team this year. They bounce that into Gonzalez as Goodwell. Turn spin, spins back the other way. Shoots the bunny and it won't drop. He went to his left, came back to his right, found himself open, tried to shoot it, and came up short. 6 minutes to go in the half, 16-15. Timberlake in front, McCoy with the basketball. Gaussin trying to steal it from him. Crossover McCoy going around. Reach inside, and that's going to be a reach-in foul on the ground. And that's going to be another one-and-one foul. So all the eighth team foul already with 5:52 to go on Goodwell. And if that's on Harold, nope, it's on Gaussin. That's number two for him. That would have been I have Harold for two. They only have him for one foul, which means that Spino might have tagged for two. We'll see how they have it scored here. He comes back in, but first free throw drops for McCoy. 17-15, Timberlake leads, 5:52 to go here in the half. And McCoy's second one up and down. Couple big free throws. Timberlake shooting it well from the stripe here early. They lead 18-15. Is Espino the leading scorer right now for Goodwell off the floor. They don't want him picking up another foul, playing with two. Ramirez now the right side to Gaussin. 5:39 left in the half. Schreiner right block, turns, shoots, won't go. Tipped around, Ramirez grabs it down, takes it right back up and gets fouled on the putback. Great rebound there by 10. He's doing a great job getting position down there. He's going to shoot two here, and I think that's two on Severin, and that's a big second foul. 5:33 to go. Cade Severin's going to be real careful the rest of this half. Fourth team foul on Timberlake, and Ramirez knocks the free throw down. Or Gonzalez, I'm sorry. It's Adrian Gonzalez. Avery Wallace is going to come in for Cade Severin. So he'll be out there with Merrick Judd, J.J. Pippen, Jack McCoy, and Chase Pierce. And now we're going to get another substitution. Mason Taylor getting ready to check in for Goodwell. But a little late getting there, so I'm going to shoot one more free throw here for Gonzalez. And he's going to hit it. Hit them both, and he's going to come out, and Taylor's going to come in. Cutting it to one with those two foul shots. 18-17 the score. Timberlake in front. Press on here quickly for Goodwell, but they throw it into Judd, and he's beating everybody down. Bounce pass, left side. Pippen takes it right inside. Can't get the roll. Gets his own board. Takes it back up and misses the putback. And two more misses from right under the rack by Timberlake. Rebound Gaussin, and Goodwell now can take the lead once again. And thrown away. Taylor took his eyes off it. And Harold put a little too much mustard on the pass, and they threw it out of bounds. Unforced error there by the Eagles. Inbounded now by Wallace to Merrick Judd. 1 point lead, and Judd looking to attack. He's got Taylor on him. Schreiner comes to get him, and he almost throws it away. He did throw it away. Harold comes away, picks it off, wide open, breakaway two, and Goodwell's back in front. Harold streaking down that left side, puts Tim Goodwell in front, 19-18, and quickly back the other way. Comes Judd, and he threw it away again. That time Harold stepped in front of the pass to Pippen. Judd tries to grab it. It is a jump ball, possession arrow, going back to Goodwell. And the crowd didn't like it, but if it was a called foul, that would have been three on Merrick Judd. So dodging a bullet there by Timberlake, because that could have been a foul on five. Crowd angry, but I think they caught a break there for the Timberlake faithful behind us. Now Harold on the left side. 19-18, Goodwell in front, 4:40 to go in the half. We're now 4:35. Jump stop, Harold, left block, drops it off to Ramirez, and Wallace tried to block him and fouled him. Now, I believe that's on the floor. He's lining up to shoot two. I think they might give him two here. That's going to be Avery Wallace's first foul. That is the 15th foul on the Tigers. And Ramirez will shoot a couple. His team up 19-18. He's got two tonight so far, and that one's going to bounce out. He's going to get another crack at this thing, and Severin's quickly back in, this time for McCoy. Cherry picking on the left side is Pierce, all the way back with Gaussin the other end of the floor. It's another free throw upcoming, though, here for Ramirez. He eyes it up and knocks it down. He's got three. It's 20-18 Goodwell. 4:30 to go in the half. Trap coming. Full court pressure by the Eagles, but they get around it again. Wallace, no one in front of him, stops from the right elbow. That's off the mark. Tipped around, tipped right back to Harold. He gets it quickly ahead to Ramirez, looking to run, but no numbers. Everybody on Timberlake gets back. They flip it to Gaussin. He skips it over to Taylor. He takes one dribble, picks it up, and they reset. Good job in transition D by the Tigers. Getting back quickly. They drop it into Schreiner. He lost it, and Pippen picks it off. Another turnover there for Goodwell. Harold coming in to get Wallace. It flips it over to Judd. Harold's been tasked with trying to stay in front of Merrick Judd. He's going to try to do it again. Couple down screens here for Timberlake. Popping out's Pierce. Judd picks it over to the right side, looking for a teammate. He's got to start moving. Now he goes. Right side, crossover, into left. Back into the paint, kick to Pierce. Back outside. Goodwill staying in front of everybody. Good defense here by the Eagles. Pippen on the left wing. Looking inside to Flasher. Nobody's open, so he swings it back right side. Now they give it to Judd, top of the key. 3:32 to go. 2018 Goodwill. Judd drives, pops. He's and follow through and a foul on the wrist. And if that's on Harold, I believe that's on Harold. It's held up three fingers, but I thought it was four. And they're going to charge it to Ramirez. I wasn't sure he was even there. But that will be the second foul on Ramirez. And Merrick Judd going to shoot the two free throws here and the shot. And it's the ninth team foul, but it was a shooting foul. McCoy will come in. Pippen will get his first break of the game. And Gonzalez is going to come back in. Adrian Gonzalez will re-enter the game, and he's going to re-enter for Ramirez, who played foul number two. Very deep Goodwill team. And free throw drops from Merrick Judd. The second one drops. He cuts it to one. 2019, 3:26 to go in the half. Gossine with the basketball. Flips it over left side, Taylor. Skip pass right side to Harold. Swing it back around to Taylor. Flashes inside to Gonzalez. Spins into the paint amongst two defenders off the glass and good. And a tough shot. And Gonzalez doesn't look like he would be that mobile, but he's really nice footwork down there. And uses that lower body well. Crossing across the timeline is Merrick Judd. Gives it right inside to Pierce on that left corner. Get back to Judd. Judd drives baseline. Fade away from the baseline. It won't go. Off the mark. Rebound Taylor. And with under three to go, Goodwill, the 22-19 lead, a chance to increase it. Gossie now left side. Now left to Harold. And right back, and they play catch on that left side of the floor. Flashing inside, Ramirez. Kick it back out to Harold. Wide open three. That's off the mark. Rebound under the hoop by Merrick Judd. Big possession here for Timberlake. They can tie it with a three. McCoy wide open, steps inside, takes what the defense gave him and knocked it down. He had an open look, took it inside just a couple steps and hit the long two. Cuts it to one, 22-21. McCoy's got seven right now. Good game for him so far. Gossine, other side, Taylor. Back to Gossine. Zone here for Timberlake, a 2-3. Really denying Schreiner the basketball. Gonzalez will try a three from deep, and that's going to be rebounded by Gossine on the backside, who turns and shoots a fadeaway and rolls it home. That's his first two of the game for the point guard for Goodwill. 24-21, Eagles lead. Timberlake with the basketball. Judd cut off, flips it back out to Avery Wallace, steps back behind the three-point line, almost walked, gets it over to Judd for a wing three. That's off the mark, going to go long. McCoy tracks it down, throws it into Pierce, goes off of Pierce, back to McCoy, and stays in bounds, and a skip pass over to Judd, who's looking to attack. Right side, fade away, off the glass and down. Merrick Judd with five, and Tigers cut it to one, 24-23, minute 33 to go in the half. Taylor now hands it back to Gossine. Back to Taylor. Timberlake back in that 2-3. Pierce on Gossine. They swing it right side. Harold into the paint. Two guys in the paint there. Schreiner turns, shoots baseline, and too many guys in one spot for Goodwill. Baseball pass down to Pierce. He's got Harold to beat. Takes it up underneath the fadeaway. Oh, and it gets fouled with the body. Harold came up over top. Pierce tried to double clutch it. Looked like for a second it was going to be clean, but Harold hits him and picks up foul number two, I believe, on him. It is 10th team foul, shooting foul anyway. And Chase Pierce with the chance here to give Timberlake the lead, and he hits the first one, and the Timberlake's been money from the line so far. That's been a huge part of this game right now. Pierce on the board with one. Vance Schreiner going to check in for Harold for Goodwill. Second one for Chase, up and down. And back in front go the Tigers. 25-24, back and forth we go here. Goodwill with the basketball, minute 10 to go in the first half. Several lead changes in this one so far. 25-24, Timberlake back in front. As they led for most of the first quarter until the very last shot of the first quarter. Gossine for three, top of the key. That's going to come off short, and it's going to go long, and trying to track it down Schreiner. He won't get there. Goodwill got both Schreiners in there. Gossine, Gonzalez, and Taylor. And for Timberlake, it's Merrick Judd. It's Jack McCoy, Avery Wallace, Kate Severin, and J.J. Pippen. 48 seconds left in the half. McCoy with the basketball. Over to Pippen. In the corner to Merrick Judd. Coming around is Wallace to grab it. Couple screens. They swing it over to McCoy, far side of the court on the right. McCoy, bounce pass to Judd. Looking for a teammate. Finds Pippen open at the three. Says no. Didn't like it. 29 seconds left. Killing clock. Right side to McCoy. Far corner to Pippen. Got the bigger Gonzalez on him. Now Merrick Judd feigns to go inside. He's guarded by Taylor. It's man defense here for Goodwill. Coming around, screens Pippen. He's got Gonzalez. Tries to take him inside. Nowhere to go. And reaching around is Gonzalez. And Pippen regathers it. Almost lost it. Flips it back to McCoy. Behind the back dribble. 8 seconds to shoot. Wallace with the basketball. 6 to shoot. Hand off. Turn and shoot. And pass away. It's poked away. But Gonzalez goes back to Wallace. And out of bounds on Timberlake. Wallace tried to save it. One too many passes there. With 1.8 seconds left for Goodwell to try to take the lead at the half. Two quick substitutions with 1.8 as Coach Pierce does not want fouls given to Severin or Merrick Judd. So he's going to bring in Chase Pierce and Jacob Diller for defensive purposes here in the last 1.8. 1 second for Goodwell to shoot. Gonzalez trying to find somebody. Gets it to Taylor. He's got to heave it up from the quarter court. Almost went down, but that's going to be no good. At the end of the half, Timberlake back in front by a point. They lead 25-24 over Goodwell. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Hello, my name is Andrea Delzell, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old. If I had one message for the general public, it would be relax. Some folks get really flustered around disabled people, so they just pretend we're not there. I've actually had waiters talk to my companion and completely ignore me. People with disabilities just want the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
This is a message from United Spinal Association. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
Back here at Boomer Fieldhouse. It is a 25-24 affair, a one-point game here at the half. Timberlake leads Goodwell as what was a one-point lead for Goodwell at the end of the first quarter. Now sees the Timberlake Tigers in front, and they're getting some real good free throw shooting and some great rebounding so far, and that's how Timberlake's getting it done. J.J. Pippen's got 7. Jack McCoy has 7. Merrick Judd has 5. Avery Wallace with 2. Cade Severin with 2. And Chase Pierce with 2. So spreading the scoring out. Good team basketball so far for Timberlake. Has them in front by a point. And on the other side, red hot Abel Espino, who sat for the back end of that half due to some couple fouls. They didn't want him picking up number 3. He's got 11, and it's going to be on Timberlake to try to slow him down as he leads all scorers right now. Adrian Gonzalez off the bench with 6 for the Eagles. Victor Ramirez with 3. Jaden Harrell with 2. And Kristen Gossine with 2 as well. So Goodwell is spreading out as well. But the pressure from the Eagles not bothering Timberlake as much as it has other teams in the past. Right now the Tigers doing a good job of handling that pressure. And Goodwell going to need some scoring from some other guys other than Espino here in the second half. As right now Timberlake has held Ben Schreiner, particularly Cade Severin, has held Ben Schreiner to no points in that first half. And that is a big imperative on Goodwell to get him going in that second frame and get their big guy some touches down low. So we'll see what adjustments both coaches have in store. If you're just joining us, you missed the girls' game a little earlier. The O'Keen Lady Whippets, they move on over Boys City 46-29. Caitlin Penner has 17 in that game. Madison Schmidt was big as well there for the O'Keen Lady Whippets earlier in that one, as well as Keely Hussey, who's doing her typical running around the floor things for O'Keen a little earlier. As Sealing, also big winner over Laverne on the girls' side, 76-34. The Lady Cats, who were beat by Garber in the regional final, are now looking for a try to get another crack at possibly that same Garber squad. But they got to fight their way through. They got to one more. They got to win before they can make it to state. That's what happens to the winner here tonight. They're going to get the loser of Mountain View Godibo, who Goodwell played to a 3.1 possession game earlier in the season, and Timberlake's never seen them. Leedy is going to be tasked with trying to break the state's longest boys win streak right now at 25 for the Mountain View Godibo Tigers. So that's going to be a dandy of one. That's going to be on K101 tonight at 8. The girls' game going to be first between Hammond and Arnett. Another great matchup there at 6:30. Again, those are on K101. But right now it's a one-point game at the half. Timberlake leads Goodwell 25-24. We'll be back right after this with more halftime action and then get you rolling into the second half of what is a tight game here and a good one so far here in Woodward. Back after this on our Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Attention Expo Farm Expo exhibitors. Booth space is now available. It's the K101, Z92, KZZW, and KOMI-TV Home and Agribusiness Trade Show, and it's coming to the Woodward County Event Center and Fairgrounds April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now in our 38th year, this show features 2 exhibitor buildings plus outside exhibitor space and will host an extensive variety of agriculture products and farm equipment. Also, home improvement ideas, clothing, communication, and entertainment products, ATVs, lawn and garden, new and used automobiles, plus arts and crafts and great food vendors. Thousands annually rely on Expo Farm Expo to see a wide variety and selection of products and services that only a show of this size can offer. Booth space is now available by calling 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Don't miss out. Reserve your space today for the Tri-State's largest home and farm show and be part of Expo Farm Expo 2022. Coming to Woodward County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's food, folks, and fun with K101.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Welcome back to Boomer Fieldhouse, halftime of the boys area elimination game here in the consolation side of things. 25-24, a barn burner here, and we expect nothing less this late in the game, as we've already got some scores rolling in. As currently, right now, out in Enid, Arapahoe Butler, the fifth-ranked team in the state, leads Vyside 31-20. That's a battle of 5 versus 18 there in the rankings, if you put much stock in the rankings at this time of the season. Really, at this time of year, you could kind of throw those out. You really can by the time the tournament starts, to be honest, because it's been so long since everyone's been ranked. But they do have some merit in that you can kind of tell who's been solid all year and who is, but it never really, you always miss the teams like Timberlake, who tend to play better late in terms of this, or the Boys City team on the girls' side we just saw that were unranked, but really, depending on who you ask, could very easily be in that top thread, especially given all the success the Tigers have had athletically this season. You expect nothing less than them. They are not an easy out for anybody. They never say die, and they are used to winning, and that is hard habit to break. When you learn how to win, it's hard to break it, and it's hard to go back into doing what the Oklahoma City Thunder do, which is try to lose for draft picks every night, it seems like. But anyway, at any rate, that's another conversation. Right now it's 25-24, Timberlake in front of Goodwell. They are at the end of one quarter after the Abel Espino three is 15-14. That quarter, though, went to the Tigers, who won it by 2 points. And now is what looks to be like it's going to go down to the wire. We'll see what adjustments everyone makes. Elsewhere around the state, Canute leads Southwest Covenant 34-24 at the half in Class A. We mentioned Arapahoe over Visay. Lomega is leading at the half. We'll see if we can get an update on that. They're playing Earlsboro right now. They're down one at the half now, 16-15 in a low-scoring game there, 16-15. Also elsewhere in Class B, Pittsburgh leads Calvin 16-15, 18-16, Big Pasture versus Alex. So the rest of the areas in the state here in Class B are all within 2 points or 1 point of each other. So we're looking to be what's going to be a sighting end to what is a really wide open Class B boys, really Class A and Class B boys. There could be a lot of different, you can ask five or six different people, you might get five or six different answers as to who's going to win the state title this year. So there's plenty of room for upsets, plenty of room for Cinderellas here coming down the stretch. Both these squads think they got what it takes to get it done. Goodwell, because, well, they've played the top team in the state, or the number two team, as good as anybody this year. And Timberlake, because they just wanted everything they've done here this year. So there's a lot of success on the floor. And both these squads looking to close this thing out. So this one is going to come down to the wire. Good news for the Eagles. They had a lot of fouls, but they spread them out. Right now, everyone is kind of tagged with two. After all those fouls in that first quarter, you really could have saw some guys getting into some foul trouble. But they've managed to stay out of it. That is big coming in down the stretch here. For Timberlake, Kate Severn, Merritt Judd going to have to be careful in the first few minutes of this quarter. You don't want to pick up number three that soon. But you're going to have to really be careful defensively. Here, some of the keys of the game we talked at the top, was for both these squads to stay out of foul trouble, particularly Timberlake, because they're not quite as deep as Goodwell. And so far they've been able to do that in the second half. We'll see if that continues. The other thing I wrote on here, will they be able to stop Espino on the perimeter? That has not been the case. Abel Espino has been able to get some looks, and he's hit a few of them. He missed a couple late before they pulled him due to foul trouble. Or not really foul trouble, but picking up his second foul. Led to him cooling off a little bit, but he already has 11 in this game. So they're going to really have to keep an eye on 23. The Severn versus Schreiner battle in the paint so far been won by Cade Severn. He's been very good down there, got position, got rebounds, made life tough on Schreiner, held him to 0 points. And for the Eagles, we mentioned him not looking past this one. I don't know. I think they're doing that. They're playing really hard. It's just really been a case of Timberlake. It really came to play tonight. As they really have all, we mentioned 8 and 9 down the stretch. They've really turned it on here in the last weeks and months. So this is a squad who's really rounded into shape at the right time. And, you know, you get that, especially in Class B basketball. And you got a lot of guys who play football. And that is the case there with the Tigers. So getting ready to start here in the second half. They're going to flip-flop sides as we're looking at it. Timberlake again in the white with the black numbers. And those whites and blacks are the Tigers. Silver and black and white, if you will, kind of like the Raiders. And they're going to be going left to right. They're going to start with the basketball. Goodwell's in the purple with the white numbers and the yellow trim. Like LSU, they're going to be going right. Goodwell's going right to left. Timberlake going left to right as we are looking at it in this half. And the Tigers are going to start with the basketball. It's going to start with Avery Wallace right in front of us here. Trying to inbound. Gets it into Judd, and Judd corrals it. He's got Harold on him. Judd crosses the W for the Boomers, and we're underway here in the second half. Pippen gives it to Wallace, top of the key, shows ball. Nobody but bit, so he drove into Schreiner and nowhere to go in there as he's staying away from shooting that over Schreiner. Driving baselines, Judd goes down, comes back out on that shot. Good look there from Eric Judd, wouldn't drop for him. And now Goodwell start this second half trying to take the lead. Espino back in, starters back in. Harold out there as well, Galsine. Ramirez and Schreiner. Zone defense right now for Timberlake. A little bit of a different look here for Coach Pierce, and that's going to be a long three and an air ball. Randall Pippen didn't expect it. It hit off his knee, but went right to Severn. Timberlake gets the rebound, and back come the Tigers. Right corner, J.J. Pippen. Looking around, nowhere to go. Back out top of the key to Judd. They survey it. They get it over to McCoy and over to Wallace in the corner. Wallace, McCoy, Severn. Pippen, Judd, driver, right-hand floater, off balance for Wallace, wouldn't drop, almost went down, and rebound for Ramirez. Rifles head to Espino, left side, Pippen underneath, and he drives it off, showing the balance is Espino, and quite the player is 23. And I'm telling you, if you came out here and looked at him, I mean, if he weighs 70 pounds, I'll be shocked. He's a tiny kid, drive inside by Judd. He's obviously weighs more than that, but he's not very big. He's back outside to McCoy, back out to Wallace. Top of the key, three. That's off the mark. Going to bounce long. McCoy tries to track it down. Nice box out by Espino. Keeps him away from the basketball. And it's going to go back to Goodwell. And Espino with a couple good quick minutes here. His team up 26-25. He's back on that floor playing with those two fouls. 6:22 to go in the third quarter. Baseline. Schreiner turns around and shoots it from there. He's going to come up short, tipped around, and a rebound there by McCoy. McCoy lofts it to Pippen. He wasn't ready for it. Overthrew him. He tried to save it. And he's going to step off the back padding of Woodward. You can't do that. That's considered out of bounds. He tried to step on that and rifle the ball back behind him to save it. Going to go back to Goodwell. 6:06 to go in the first quarter. Spino with it. Back inside to Ramirez. Lost the basketball. Regathers it. Takes it up. Left block won't go. Schreiner tries to grab the board, and he's hacked on the arm trying to do it. And I think that's Wallace. And it is. And that's a good call there by the referees. That's the second foul for Avery Wallace. First team foul of the half. Looking to inbound with Espino. Left corner. Oh, it's picked off by J.J. Pippen on that baseline. Looks down at his feet to make sure he doesn't step out and gets it ahead to McCoy. Back comes Espino trying to stay in front of McCoy. He beats him down the block. He slipped and fell on the right block and lost the basketball. Espino back the other way. 3-on-2 with Pippen trailing. He pulls up right elbow and hit it. Great decision by Espino. He had Pippen trailing. Instead of taking it to the rack, pulled up and knocked it down. And Espino on fire. Now he tries to tie up the Judd, and he does. Jump ball, turnover. Espino right now is killing Timberlake. 28-25, Goodwell in front. Possession arrow back to Goodwell as he just basically trailed Merritt Judd. And as he turned around, tied him up. Ramirez now to Espino on the wing. Bounce pass back to Dalcin. Gets a screen from Harold. Drives around it. Tries to drive and kick, and it's stolen away by McCoy. More good defense by the Tigers. Several steals, and this one's stolen back by Espino. He's in the passing lane trying to beat McCoy. Trailing's Judd, and he fouls him just to keep him from scoring. And that's not the guy you want to foul, though, because that's three on Judd. He tried to come behind and swat it. And Judd's got to be careful now. 5:10 to go in the third quarter, as we mentioned at the top of the half. And Coach Pierce says, you got to know, you cannot have another one. Espino's at the free throw line, and he hits the first one. 16 with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Abel Espino's been incredible. Schreiner's going to take a seat. Gonzalez is going to come back on. And this will be the first time they've sat Schreiner for Gonzalez. Worked out well for him since the first quarter of this game. Second free throw drops for Espino. He's got 17 of the Goodwill 30. They lead by five, and a blocking foul on Espino as he was trying to close out Pierce and didn't have to do it, and he's upset with himself as that's foul number three, and now 23's got to be careful, and he's instantly going over to that bench because he knows Coach Strain's going to need him the rest of the way. Big third foul on the two leading scorers of these squads. They're now down with three fouls. That brings on Mason Taylor, the freshman. He's going to be a big freshman. And he's going to be guarding Jack McCoy. Hand off now to Pierce on the far wing. He's out there with Wallace, Severin, Pippen, and McCoy. Under five to play. 30-25. Goodwill in front of Timberlake. McCoy, Pippen top of the key. Left side, Wallace. A couple screens. Wallace can't find a teammate. Gives it up to Pierce. Pierce thought about a deep NBA three. Said no. Gives it over to Pippen on the right side. He's got Ramirez on him. Back top of the key. McCoy picks it up. Bounce pass over to Chase Pierce. Left wing. 4:27 to go. Good defense here by Goodwill. Not giving up any easy buckets. Wallace looking to attack. Drives right side. Loses the basketball. Tries to kick it back to McCoy, who falls down. Tries to keep his dribble. And we're going to get a timeout by Coach Pierce. Good timeout there to save the possession for the Tigers. 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Goodwill leads Timberlake 30-25. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Hundreds of Oklahoma teenagers have no family, few options, and often nowhere to turn. But older kids need foster and adoptive families, too. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services has hundreds of teenagers waiting, hoping that you'll decide to make a difference in their life. Call the Oklahoma Department of Human Services and become a foster or adoptive parent. You will forever change a child's life and your own.
You've made a big difference in my life. Thank you.
Welcome back to Boomer Fieldhouse. Goodwill leads Timberlake 30-25 in a back-and-forth affair that so far 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Beginning of the second half, belonging to the Goodwill Eagles as the Tigers have yet to score here in this half. Pierce gets it over to Judd. Judd bounces into left block. Pippen turns, shoots, and he's going to pick up a foul. And I think it's going to be on the floor. Nope, they're going to give him two shots here. He turned and shot, and good attack by Pippen. That's going to be foul number three on Adrian Gonzalez. Second team foul on Goodwill. 4:13 to go in the third quarter, and now the Tigers can get on the board coming out of that second time out there for Coach Pierce, and Pippen does. He's got eight after 22 in the last one, and what a gamer 14 is now Schreiner is going to come in back in for Gonzalez. And J.J. going to get another one, chance to cut it to a one-possession game with 4:13 to go in the third quarter. Second one for Pippen, up and down, and the free throw line has been nice to Timberlake. They've really shot it well in a clutch game. 2-2-1 prep on quickly. Press on, full court press by Timberlake. Harold breaks it, down to Schreiner, baseline, high dribble, turns, shoots, floats the top, and missed it. And Schreiner off the mark, and his shot's been off tonight. That time he got a good shot, wouldn't drop for him. Drive, right block, Wallace stops, pops, he's half out from behind. Gafsin could have blocked it and hit him on the hand. And now Avery's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's three on Gossine. And we said they weren't in foul trouble after one half. Now Goodwill's starting to pick up the fouls. That's third so far in this half. And the third on Gossine. And the free throw rolls down for Avery Wallace. And I can't remember, not to jinx it, which I'm probably going to do here in a second, unfortunately. I can't remember the last miss they've had from the free throw line for Timberlake. Shooting it very well from there. Wallace is going to get another one. He eyes it up. And he knocked it down. He hit them both. four for Avery Wallace. 30-29, back to a one-point lead. Press on for Timberlake. Taylor looking to break it. Skips it across to Gaussin. They rotate. Everybody rotates. Down to Ramirez on the baseline. He's now in the left corner. Gives it back to Gaussin, and Goodwell breaks the press and resets. Timberlake drops back into a 2-3 zone. Bounce pass inside Ramirez. Drops it off to Schreiner. Great pass, and he missed it again. Point blank miss. Back to Ramirez. Puts it back. Miss. Rebound. Schreiner up and in. And finally, Schreiner got one to drop as he's having trouble knocking down those shots. This time, second opportunity, third opportunity gets in. Wallace driving kick to Pierce. Back outside. Hesitation move by Judd. Nowhere to go. Now back to the right side. To Wallace. Back out to Jack McCoy. On the perimeter. Cut inside. Judd curls around. Left elbow shot. Hits it for two. And Merrick Judd's got seven. Cuts it to one again. 32-31. Press on here for the Tigers. Now seen to Taylor now searching for a crease. Taylor, head of steam, gets over the timeline, picks up the dribble and breaks the press. Timberlake drops back into the 2-3. Gaussin now with the basketball. 2:44 to go in the quarter. Eagles lead the Tigers by a point, 32-31. Harold now over to Gaussin, left wing. Gets a screen, kicks it over to Harold, right wing. Bounce pass inside. That one poked away from behind. Diving on it for Wallace, but he's out of bounds. Nice hustle by Avery Wallace. Couldn't quite get it as was on the baseline as he tried to save it back into Pippen. It's going to stay here with Goodwell. 2:32 to go in the third quarter of a tight basketball game. Lofted inside Taylor. Schreiner tipped around. Oh, and luckily for Goodwell, tipped right to Ramirez. Now in the corner to Taylor. Taylor skipped it back to Ramirez. He says, let's calm down. And Gaussin says, we're going to reset the run of play here. Harold and Ramirez to his right. Schreiner's on the left baseline. Or the right baseline, rather. They hand it to Harold. Back to Gaussin. They're going to play on the right side of the court. Taylor goes to set a screen. He's closed out in the zone. They try to pick and pop, and a travel on Gaussin. Looked like he was going to try to pass to Taylor. Instead, changed his mind and shuffled the feet. And with 2:06 to go in the third quarter, Espino's going to come back in for Gaussin. And everybody's moving to the other end of the floor for Goodwell. As Coach Strange says, let's just drop back here. They give it to McCoy. Timberlake can take the lead back with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. They're down by a point. McCoy picks it up. Looking for a teammate. It's stripped away by Espino, who took it from him. Wallace trailing Espino. He regathers, hits the bucket. They're going to say foul on the floor. And that's a pretty good call. The crowd didn't like it. And that was a foul to prevent the two, which is what Wallace did. And that's two on Avery. And that is the third team, second team foul on Timberlake. As now Severin will come in for Avery Wallace on defense. Tied up at 32 here. And lofted over to Schreiner. Right corner, right back to Schreiner. One dribble, big tries to draw back inside and gets called for the charge. Jack McCoy. Schreiner tried to jump stop, ran into McCoy, and a turnover for Goodwell. Goes back to Timberlake. And I thought it was 32-31. But we got a scoring, I believe a scorer's table mistake here. 1:48 to go. Is now it's locked at 32 here. 1:45 to go. Maybe there was a scoring mistake earlier. We'll see. We'll try to figure out what's going on here. Did this quarter drive left side and off balance. McCoy got the floater to go. Forced it up. Jack McCoy with nine. Big game for him. 2-2-1 press back on. 34-32 Timberlake. And Espino crossing that timeline. Gets it over. Flips it inside Harold. Back out Espino. Shot fake. Drives inside. Little floater. Mid paint. That won't drop. Schreiner, though, with the box out and the putback. Ben Schreiner with a big two. And we're tied again at 34 with a minute 14 to go. And Merrick Judd brings it over for Timberlake. Goodwell drops back. Harold on Judd. Gets a screen from Severin. Nice screen. Nowhere to go, though. Harold gets around. And Severin with the basketball. Gives it over to Jack McCoy. 1:02 left in the quarter. Knotted up at 34. Pippen comes around a curl, nowhere to go. Flips it back out to McCoy. McCoy, right side. Pierce thought about a three. They close out on him. Pierce over to McCoy in the left wing. He drives baseline. Bounce pass into Severin, who drives up inside. Off balance, poked away by Schreiner, who comes away with the steal. Cade Severin off balance there. Now Ramirez with the ball for Goodwell. 38 seconds to shoot for the Eagles, who can... Their score's back to what it should be, 34-33. Goodwell in front. I was wondering why there was an extra point up there. Ramirez now over to Harold. Harold top of the key, flips it inside, an extra pass inside to Schreiner. Espino with the assist and the hockey assist from Harold, and Schreiner with two more, and the Eagles now in front by three. 15 seconds to shoot for Timberlake. There, Judd with the basketball, 10 seconds. His team down three, third quarter. Quick three, McCoy, they left him alone. That will tie it, no good. Judd, rebound, three to shoot. He turns, fade away, that's no good. Schreiner swallows it up, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. The Goodwells back in front by three, 36-33 over Timberlake. One quarter left to play. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. Helpkidstoday.org.
Back in Woodward, one quarter to play. Someone going home tonight. Someone moving on to the consolation final and a crack at state, at getting to state. Right now it's 36-33. Goodwell leads Timberlake. Tigers going to start with the basketball. Going to start with Merrick Judd. Out in Enid, Lysize taking a two-point lead over Arapahoe Butler. And now we're going to get a travel, though, by Avery Wallace. Shuffled the feet. He was trying to look to make an extra pass. He disagrees with it. And he gets called for a turnover. Yeah, quick turnover there by Timberlake. Goodwell with the basketball and a three-point lead. Just getting underway here in the fourth. First quarter won by the Eagles by a point. Second quarter won by Timberlake by a point. And or by 2 points. And this one won by the third quarter won by the Eagles by four, 12-8. Three-point lead right now for Goodwell. Espino gets a screen from Taylor, comes around it, curls, shoots over top everybody, and hit the shot. Tough, tough shot, and got it to drop, and the touch from Espino, 19 so far tonight. What a game for him. Judd, Pippen, wide open, wing three for JJ, and that's going to go off long, and a rebound backside by Espino. Got a good look, shot wouldn't drop. Five-point lead for Goodwell. Espino drives, high dribble, right side off the glass, and took it right at Severin. Espino's got 21. Oh, my goodness. Judd trying to answer. Behind the back dribble, turns, passes back out to Pippen. Timberlake's got to calm it down here. Pippen, top of the key to McCoy. Seven-point lead for Goodwell, 40-33, 6:55. Jump stop. Judd gets the foul. Almost got it to drop. And he's going to go to the free throw line and try to shoot two more. That'll be three on Jaden Harold, 15 foul for the Eagles. It's going to put Avery Wallace, or I'm sorry, it's going to put Merrick Judd at the free throw line to shoot two, and the first one drops, and the foul shooting for Timberlake has kept them hanging around. It's been huge for them. Merrick Judd's got eight. Second opportunity, missed that one. It goes off long. Schreiner swallows up the board. Six-point lead for Goodwell, 40-34, 6:48 left in this frame. That first miss from the line for Timberlake since the first quarter. 40-34 the score. Left wing, Taylor going to try a three. That's exactly what Timberlake wants. Rebound by Judd. Judd looking to get it forward. He gets it over to McCoy. McCoy hesitates, goes baseline right at Schreiner. Up underneath. Oh, it wouldn't drop for him, and Schreiner gets the rebound. Bounced around on the rim and didn't go down. Good job there by McCoy. Shot just didn't fall. 6:19, and Taylor swings it over to Espino. They go for the steal, and Avery Wallace knocks it away. Almost had a breakaway had he tipped it to himself. Knocks it out a bunch in front of the Goodwell bench. That's right beside assistant coach Tony Taylor, the girls coach for Goodwell, assists coach Strain. Harold says, why not? They left him open for a wing three. That doesn't drop. Timberlake gave it to him. They couldn't make him pay. Six-point lead now for Goodwell. Big possession here for the Tigers, under six to play. Left side, Judd shows ball, steps inside of the elbow, shoots over top of everybody, went down, came back out, rebound Wallace, who found himself under the hoop. The putback won't go. He's too far underneath the bucket. Couldn't get the putback to drop. Schreiner gets the rebound for Goodwell. And back come the Eagles. 5:40 to go. A couple missed opportunities last two times down the floor for Timberlake. We're back in that 2-3 zone. Espino pass baseline. Schreiner turns, shoots off the glass, won't go. Bodies on the ground. Rebound Merrick Judd. Oh, throws it away to Espino. Espino tried to save it, but he pushes it out of bounds. He almost had another steal. And what a fourth quarter so far. What a game for 23. As now Gaussin's going to come in for Harold. He'll be out there with Taylor, with Espino, with Ramirez, with would have been Schreiner. What will now be Gonzalez, who's going to sub in. Looks like for Ramirez. So Goodwill going big here, trying to not give up any second chance opportunities with Schreiner and Gonzalez down there. Giving up some speed, though, on the perimeter. 5:21 to go, 40-34 the score. Goodwill in front. Timberlake needs a bucket. Severin comes around a screen. 1 foot inside the three-point line. Gives it back to Wallace and re-enters the post. Over to McCoy. Pippen. Gonzalez on him. Steps inside the free throw line. Flips it back out to Avery Wallace. Wallace goes baseline. Cut off. Nowhere to go. He's tied up and they foul. They're going to call a jump ball. I don't know about that. It looked to me like it was possession Timberlake. Yeah, I think Goodwill survived, dodged a bullet there. That's a jump ball possession arrow Eagles. 2-2-1 full court press on for Timberlake. Pass in front. Pippen pokes it away. Goes ahead to Judd. Judd tried looking to attack. Driving kick outside to McCoy. McCoy drives right at Taylor. Little floater off the iron. Won't fall. Hits it twice. Fight for the rebound. Pippen comes away with it. Puts it up and in and gets fouled. And hits the deck hard. J.J. Pippen into double digits with 11. And going to the free throw line for a chance to cut it to three. Shaking off the cobwebs. And he's been hit harder than that all year, I'm sure. But that is the second foul now on Schreiner. And J.J. Pippen with the and-one attempt, try to make it a one-possession game for Timberlake. And he missed it. Rebound by Gonzalez. Is now tired legs playing a factor with free throws down the stretch. Both these squads have been running up and down. And we're going to get a timeout here from Coach Strain. It's his second. 4:38 to go. Goodwill leads Timberlake by four. 40-36. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on KZZW.
Hi, my name is Takia, and a little thing that I love about the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is when I take a bite, it's the perfect blend from the bacon to the cheese. It's perfection.
Hey, I'm Katora, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A mac and cheese is it kind of melts in your mouth, so you know it's creamy, cheesy, and delicious. This gooey mac makes me cheese every time.
Order dinner delivered on the Chick-fil-A app today. Delivery fee and other restrictions apply. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back here in Woodward, 40-36. Goodwill over Timberlake coming down the stretch here. Has some close games all around. Elimination game. Again, winner going to move on. They're going to get the loser of Leedy and Mountain View Godibo. Loser here, season ends. Rappo Butler's back in front of Eisai, 45-42 in the fourth quarter. Canute's up, led Southwest Covenant at the half. They're a little behind there, 34-24. Caddo over Davenport right now, 45-37, and Riverfield over Region Prep, 30-27 in the Class A boys elimination games. Close ones all around. Calvin Pittsburgh tied right now, 26. Alec up big on Big Pasture, 38-30, and Omega trails by 7 to Earlsboro in the other areas here in Class B. Goodwill up by 4 with the basketball, 4:34 to go, coming off a timeout there by Coach Strain. We'll see what the Eagles have drawn up. They got two bigs on the left block standing right beside each other. Now they scatter. Gonzalez is going to be high post. Schreiner now down the baseline, looking for an open teammate. Back to Espino, left block. Gonzalez spins into the paint, stops, hesitates, shoots with the right hand. Shot won't go. Schreiner tries to put it back, miss, and the put back on the backside by Gossine. Nice job by two. Everyone fell asleep and forgot about him. He comes in for the quick two there for four. And it's a six-point lead again for Goodwill. Pippen drives everybody in. Stolen away by Espino coming with the backside defense. Stolen back by Pippen, who grabs it at the timeline. Double-teamed, flips it up, and a timeout by Coach Pierce. He thought J.J. was going to step on that sideline. And we'll keep it right here since we just took one. Third timeout there for Coach Pierce as Pippen was losing his balance over there in front of the scorer's table. And that's every possession important now with about 4 minutes to go in a six-point game. It's right now the defense of Espino. He's been doing it on offense all night, but defensively now has really caught his stride. I mean, if you turn around for a second, he's crossed that floor and making you pay. And talk about a player no one really knows about. This kid really looks unassuming, but boy, is he a good player here, especially here in Class B basketball. 42-36 is out of the 42 Goodwell points. He's got half of them tonight, plus several steals here down the stretch. And if one for foul trouble and a couple fouls early, he might have some more. Goodwell leading now with about 4 minutes or so left in this one. Six fouls, though, for the Eagles. One more, and Timberlake will be in the 1-1. And that's so far in this game. Timberlake's been good. Now, they missed their last couple because it's been a track meet out there. Foul free throw shooting probably going to fade down the stretch as both these squads, you know, have been running up and down the floor quite a bit. Now, they're both conditioned well. We mentioned the track success for Timberlake. Goodwell plays this way all year. And we'll see down the stretch whose endurance can hold up. 3:43 to go. Timberlake down six with the possession of the basketball. McCoy right side. Thought about a three. Said no. Flash inside to Pippen. Back outside to McCoy. McCoy crossing over. He's cut off by Espino. He dribbles back. Now he's going to go to the far side of the court. Bounce pass over to Pippen on the near side. Corner to Wallace. Back to Judd. Looking to take Taylor. Might be a mismatch here, but Taylor says no. Or Judd says no. They swing it around to Pippen in the corner. Guarded by the much bigger Gonzalez. Flashing Ramirez, free throw line. Stops and pops from there. Over top of everybody and hit the shot. Merrick Judd. Clutch bucket there. He's in the double digits with 10. He cuts it to 4. 3:02 to go. Press on here for the Tigers. 2-2-1. And the big man brings it over. Gonzalez crosses the timeline. They won't stop him. He's going to attack and go in, shoot a little floater off the mark. Tipped around and tipped right to Timberlake. And Gonzalez had a close look at it. No one stopped ball. And he just couldn't get it to drop. Back come the Tigers. McCoy driving inside. Kick out to Judd. Judd's got the hot hand. Drives, same spot. He just hit one and he hit it again. Merrick Judd's got 12. It's a two-point game. 2:31 to go. Taylor now weaving around, trying to break inside the zone. He gets in there, splits a double team, but right at Judd, who steals it away. Quickly ahead to McCoy. It's a two-on-one break. McCoy taking it at Gaussin. Right hand off the glass. Shot won't drop. Tipped around. Back to Gaussin, whose foot was on the free throw line, or the baseline, rather. And that's going to go back here to Timberlake as he almost saved it. Foot on the baseline, and it goes back to the Tigers. Gonzalez Taylor going to come out of this game. Starter's going to be back in for Goodwell. Harold's going to re-enter with Ramirez. Lofted. Pippen, top of the key. Over to McCoy. Open, long two. 12-footer won't drop. Comes right back to Judd, who tries to save it. Throws it off Ramirez and out of bounds. And what an athletic move by Merrick Judd to save the possession. Tigers refusing to die here. Trailing for a while now. After trailing by three at the end of the quarter, they've now cut it to two. Judd, drive. Same spot. This time a fadeaway. Free throw line. That one doesn't fall for him. And why not? He hit the last two. Schreiner gets the rebound. Back come the Eagles with a two-point lead. 2 minutes to go. Last 2 minutes. Survival time here for both these squads here in the area. Elimination game. Harold picks it up over to Gaussin. Looking inside of Schreiner. Nobody there. Spino thought about it. Throws it baseline. Schreiner cut off. Spins inside into the paint. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound, though, by Goodwell. Fight for the ball. They try to take it. Wallace is on the ground. The ball, he tries to throw it back to a teammate and throws it out of bounds. And Wallace, with a nice hustle, just threw it up for grabs. Nobody was there and threw it away. And Timberlake dodged, thought they had possession of that basketball. Wallace upset with himself. A lot of time left. Minute 37. Two-point lead for Goodwell, but they've got the basketball. Gaussin trying to survey this zone. Flips it over to Ramirez. Victor gives it back to Harold. Jaden Harold right back to Gaussin. Christian driving back to Espino. Paint, left block. Schreiner turns on Severance. Oh, and he had the bucket but picked up the foul. The shot just rolled out on him. And Timberlake dodged a bullet. Schreiner, who's been a little off tonight, couldn't get that to roll down. And that'll be the third foul. And Cade Severance has done a fantastic job on him tonight. And also done a good job not fouling for a long stretch of time for Cade. Schreiner's at the line to shoot two. 14 foul. Timberlake, he short arms the first one. One more to give his team a three-point lead, but it will remain a one-possession game, whether this goes down or not. 1:19 on the clock. Goodwell in front, 42-40. Schreiner can make it 43 if this goes down, and he hits it. 43-40, 118. Timberlake with the basketball. Don't need a three here. A lot of time left. Also, 16 fouls. A foul will be a one-and-one for Goodwell. You might look to foul. Bounce pass in the paint to Pippen. He lost the basketball. There's a fight for it. It's out of bounds. Ramirez tried to get in front of him. They're going to say out of bounds on J.J. And back to the Eagles with a three-point lead. And looks like we're going to substitution as Severin's going to come off. Nope, we're going to get a timeout here. Timeout by Goodwell. Coach Strain's going to call it. 1:05 to play. Eagles by three, 43-40 over Timberlake. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Sarah. The usual.
This is the last time I'm coming here for coffee.
I'm on a budget now.
One sec. Cold brew for Blake.
It's Jake from State Farm. Sarah, don't give up what you love. State Farm has policy options to get you a surprisingly great rate.
Good. I need my iced oat milk latte with caramel and cinnamon on top.
Girl, me too. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Back in Woodward, 43-41 possession game, minute five left. This is what tournament basketball is all about, although the Eagles with the lead, Goodwell with the lead over Timberlake, and they're going to have the basketball. Woodward, by the way, getting blown out by Bethany out in Kingfisher, 65-36. Looks like the Boomers boys season going to end here. Somebody's here tonight will end. Minute left. Press on. Timberlake. Espino. Baseball rifles it in to pass the half court, and they get it to Ramirez. Ramirez looking to attack. Pierce gets after him, and he's going to foul him. And he looks like upset about it, but it looked like he was trying to do it on purpose there for a second. It's only the 15th foul. Pierce going to pick up his first. And Espino's going to inbound now for Goodwell. 54 seconds on the clock. Eagles with the ball in the lead. Get into Ramirez. He turns. No one found him. Pippen goes to rotate. They try to drop it off to Schreiner and threw it away. Schreiner cut in. Ramirez had the right idea, but he threw it behind him. And a turnover by the Eagles and life for Timberlake. And a timeout by Coach Pierce, his fourth. He's got one more. 43-40, 50 seconds on the clock. And this one's going to come down to the wire. Don't go anywhere. I don't know why you would if you're tuning in now. This is the money time here. LaMega trails Earlsboro 37-31 in the fourth quarter. Elsewhere, other games, Pittsburgh and Calvin in a dogfight, 38-36. Big Pasture trails Alec by seven. These are other area Class B games, elimination games. And now Arapahoe Butler's pulled in front of Visai, 54-50 in the fourth quarter. Canute up over Southwest Covenant, 52-44 in the fourth. Caddo over Davenport right now, 50-44. And Riverfield narrowly up on Regent Prep, 37-34. And right here, it's 43-40. Six, under a minute to play. Eagles in front by three. Timberlake with the basketball and trailing. So somebody going to get a chance at taking a huge shot here. And again, six fouls for the Eagles. So if they foul, no matter where it's at, it's a one-and-one for Timberlake. And see if Coach Strain wants them to foul to prevent the three, and they will if it's late in the clock. So Timberlake's got to be aware of that. 50 seconds left. Everybody on Goodwell pulls back. Yep, here comes Harold. He's going to go pick up Merrick Judd. He's going to pick him up. Well, he feigned it. Now he's going to back off. Looked like he's going to pick him up three-quarter court. 45 seconds, three-point game. Merrick Judd with the basketball, gets it over to McCoy. McCoy drives baseline, stops there, flashing inside Judd, into the paint, left hand, it's blocked by Schreiner, who takes it away from him. Huge defensive play and a quick foul. And I think that might, it's on Judd or McCoy. And Coach Pierce, that's only the 16th foul. That's the fourth on Merrick Judd, who cannot foul again. Schreiner has been quiet tonight with a huge defensive play. Looked like Judd had a path, and Schreiner closed down quickly and makes the stop. Keep his team up three with 34 seconds. Press on here. This will be a steal or foul for Timberlake. Harold trying to get rid of the basketball. He's going to run out of time, and he just gets it over the timeline. Bounce pass corner, and he threw it out of bounds but poked away by J.J. Pippen. And going to stay here. It's right in front of the Goodwell fans is where Galcine will inbound. 24.7. His team up three. 24.7 seconds remaining. Galcine looks for a teammate. Flashes into Ramirez. They got to foul him, and they do. That time it's McCoy. And that's a guy you want to foul because he's only, I believe that's only his first. It is the seventh team foul, 1-1. Here for good, the three-point lead. Huge free throws here for Victor Ramirez. His team, the first one's the important one. We'll make it a two-possession game. It's up. Roll down, drop for him. Looked like it wanted to come out and came back down, and now the Eagles lead by four, 23 seconds remaining. Second one for Ramirez. This one just icing on the cake here, if he can hit it. He eyes it up. And down, he hit them both. Huge clutch shots for number three. 45-40, 23 seconds remaining, and a timeout here by Coach Strain. It is his fourth. And down five with 23 seconds. Timberlake needs a quick bucket. If they can get Goodwell to foul, they can lengthen the basketball game. So if you're Coach Strain, you're saying, whatever you do here, don't put him at the line. What a defensive play there. As it's been Espino all game for Goodwell. In the last two plays, the role player's coming through. Ramirez, two huge free throws. Schreiner with an enormous block. And life support now for Timberlake. Now, 24 seconds is an eternity in a basketball game. If they do get fouled, they cannot miss the 1-1. They got to hit them both. And we'll see what Coach Pierce has drawn up in this one. Trying to get his squad to survive in advance. Winner going to move on or crack it, getting the state. Loser season ends here in Woodward. Last 23 seconds, five-point game. Goodwell leads Timberlake, 45-40. Tigers have the ball. And Goodwell looks to pick them up full court here. Judd, everyone quickly drops back for Goodwell. Judd gets a screen, picks it up. Over to McCoy, quick three, left wing. Off the glass, no good. Fight for the board with Espino. He's tied up underneath. It is a jump ball. And if it is, it's possession arrow Timberlake. And it is. Jump ball stays here. Tigers dodge a bullet. Almost banked in by McCoy. 14.2 remaining. You don't need a three, just need a quick bucket. Inbound, Pippen's got to shoot it. Drives baseline, takes it to the rack, off the glass, and rolls out on him. Tipped around, still tipped around, 6 seconds to go. Schreiner grabs it, gives it to Gossin, who's going to get tied up, and he's going to get fouled. And that, with 3.4 to go, that might do it for Timberlake. Goodwell going to survive here. What a job by the Eagles, and what a fight by the Tigers. Severn going to check in. He's going to check in now with Pete Quinn, as Chase Pierce going to sit down, and these guys just in for the rebound, and Gossin going to go to the free throw line, but with 3.4 to go, this game's going to end up in Goodwell's favor, and what a fight by the Tigers, and just couldn't hold on at the end as a couple looks late, and a stuff by Ben Schreiner, a huge block, Gossin 1-1 drops for him, another big free throw for Goodwell. He makes it 46-40, 3.4 remaining. And Tiger fans going to come up short here. That's a short free throw. Half-court heave by Merrick Judd at the buzzer, and that will do it. The Eagles hold on 46-40. They're going to move on, get a crack at one more game before they go to state. Goodwell coming out on top of Timberlake. We're going to take a break and be right back here. It's Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
peace, y'all. This is Common, and I'm passionate about helping the Black community learn about lung cancer, a disease that disproportionately affects us, which is why I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer, to bring you the facts. Fact, in the United States, over 25,000 Black men and women are diagnosed with lung cancer each year. Fact, our community is more likely to develop advanced lung cancer than any other racial or ethnic group. Fact, lack of access to healthcare, lack of clear resources for help, and mistrust in the medical system are not helping us beat this. Fact, lung cancer continues to be the leading cause of cancer deaths among Black men and women. But there is a way for us to take back control of our health and change things. Learn all that you can about you or a loved one's diagnosis and treatment options. Get more information on lung cancer, screening, and clinical trials by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Together, we can bring about real change. Because fact, change is possible, and it starts with you.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here in Woodward, 46-40, the final. Goodwell hangs on to beat Timberlake in a close one. Great basketball game here in the area as the Tigers eliminated and Goodwell moving on. Again, we're going to try to round up Abel Espino here as he's making his way over here. He's got to be pretty tired, so we're going to see if we can talk to 23 here. Put those on there for you. Abel, how you feeling? Wait, put that mic in front of your mouth here. There
okay,
you go.
My bad.
There you go. There
I'm
you go.
Feeling good. I'm
track
feeling
meet
good.
Out there, huh? Right?
Oh,
is that?
Yeah.
I mean, is that the most? I mean, that's a lot of endurance, a lot of athletes on the floor. What was the game plan coming in against the Tigers? What did you guys talk about kind of leading up to this one?
Block out, play. Just play the game we play. Run them.
Now you're used to kind of running people out of the gym a little bit. They hung with you a little bit. Now, what was the most difficult part tonight about playing Timberlake? What did you think? What gave you guys the most trouble?
Their rebounds. They rebound. They're a very well rebounding team. They all crash the boards. They're all pretty good. So
now you had your teammate. Now a lot of you all juniors. A lot of you, right? You
yes,
guys
sir.
Are all in the same class.
Just two seniors.
Just two seniors.
Yep.
So you're all coming back next year.
Yes,
so
sir.
Everyone needs to be put on notice right now.
Yes, sir.
But Ben Schreiner down low had a little bit of off night shooting. They gave him trouble. They really were keying on him down low. When you saw that kind of take place, did you think, all right, I'm going to have to get my outside shot. I'm going to have to find my creases. Did you kind of take it upon yourself to try to be the offensive load tonight?
Yes, sir. Definitely that kick out was there tonight because they were all crashing on him. So
you got a couple fouls there early. Now was when you got pulled out, were you thinking, okay, I got to be careful the rest of the way? Or
yeah,
was that the idea there at the end of the first half?
Yes, sir. They were telling me to play smart.
Well, you did. You managed to make it through the game.
Yes, sir.
So you did do that. You had 21 tonight. At one point, you had half of all your team's points, but they needed every bit of it. And you guys really got scoring from everywhere, as you do. And you're going to be a tough matchup. Now you're going to get Mountain View Godibo, who you know. Now, are you trying to get another crack at them, or are you looking for Leedy here? What do you have a preference? Does it matter?
It don't matter. Give it whoever.
No, it does not matter. You made the trip all the way from the Panhandle, and you're here to win, right?
Yes, sir.
There
yes,
you
sir.
Go. Abel Espino, you were great tonight. Congratulations. Good luck to you moving
Thank
forward.
You. Thank you.
Mr. Espino, fantastic game tonight. Really showed up, and what a player that young man is, and they're going to be a threat moving forward for the Eagles, whoever they get. They've already played Mountain View tough. They're going to have to jump on in and they're either going to get the Godibo or they're going to get Leedy, two real good squads, and we're going to see them tonight. So, again, if you're joining us here, 46-40 the score here. Goodwell moving on. They're going to get the loser of Mountain View and Leedy. A little bit earlier, the O'Keen Lady Whippets move on. Both of those 10th-ranked teams in the state, they beat Boys City 40-29. They will get the Hammond Arnett loser for a crack at state. As elsewhere, Bisci has fallen to Arapahoe Butler in another tight one out in Enid. Arapahoe wins that by 3, 56-53. Coach Haley's squad putting up a fight there with Logan Rogers and the Indians coming through there. They're going to get to crack at the Texoma Garber loser. And you bet these Goodwell Eagles are going to keep an eye on that Texoma game here tonight, playing Garber as their comrades in arms in football season. As we've already seen, we saw Coach Higgins already here to watch Goodwell in the quarter. So runs thick out there in the panhandle. A lot of panhandle people going to be pulling for each other here and rooting on their Eagles moving on forward into tomorrow. We'll have that one for you tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Whoever loses that nightcap, going to play Goodwell. We're going to bring that. We'll be right back here on K101 for your basketball pleasure here at 6:30. Going to start with the girls' game. That'll be a consolation final. But tonight, we're going to crown some champions on K101. I forgot for a second, we're on KZZW. We're going to crown champions on K101 tonight. Again, you're going to join us. There's going to be a long break, 6:30. Will be the tip for the girls game, and that will be Hammond and Arnett, and then we're going to back that one up with Leedy at Mountain View Godibo in a couple real great basketball games. That one's going to be right around 8 o'clock. Your leading scores tonight, if you just join us, we mentioned Abel Espino, 21 tonight, 7 for Ben Schreiner, Jaden Harold with 2, Victor Ramirez with 5, Kristen Gaussin with 5, and Adrian Gonzalez off the bench with 6 for the Eagles. And just a fantastic performance by Espino tonight. And Timberlake, they fought hard and went down swinging, as they do. Merrick Judd, usually they win. They don't go down. But they went down swinging tonight. Merrick Judd with 12. J.J. Pippen with 11. Jack McCoy with 9. Avery Wallace with 4. Cade Severn with 2. Chase Pierce with 2. And you got to commend the Tigers, who really turned it on the back half of that season. And, they played a team in Goodwell who's played about everybody in the state, about as good as you can play them, as they gave them all they could handle tonight, did Timberlake. So that'll do it for the morning session. We're going to come right back at you over on K101, 101.1 FM, K101online.com. Tonight, we want to thank everybody here at Woodward High School. We want to thank all our sponsors for helping us bring this game to you, and that is Bank 7, Sealing State Bank, Farmers and Merchants Bank in Arnett, and I'm forgetting somebody, and I don't want to. Moore's Roofing. That is the who could forget Moore's Roofing? They're fantastic. So all those are our sponsors helping us bring that game. I want to thank everybody back at the studio here. Sean Kelly working the board for us, working multiple boards, and everybody very busy this week as we mush ourselves up against State here, which is going to start on Thursday. So it's going to be a long week of basketball, an exciting week of basketball, and a fun week of basketball. CJ Montgomery, Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, BJ Gonzalez, Mr. Tyler Riggs calling the Boomer game. Boomers went down today to Bethany. The boys' season ends today in Kingfisher, but the girls are going to play for that regional championship tomorrow. And Brooke Williams, owner, operator, CEO there at K101. Couldn't do it without Brooke. So for everybody here at Woodward, for everybody listening, everybody back at K101, and for myself, Trent Caldwell, final score here, Goodwell comes out on top of Timberlake, 46-40 on the boys' side, and the girls' side, O'Keen, beats Boys City 46-29. Join us for the area championships tonight on K101, coming up at 6:30. For everyone here at Woodward, I'm Trent Caldwell. Be safe going home wherever you are, everyone, and have a great night.
You've been listening to Road to the Big House. Road to the Big House has been brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. And Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for 4 generations. The executive producer of Road to the Big House is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of Omni Media Group, the Tri-State sports leader.